In November 1863, the Union's fortune seemed to be on the rise. The victories at Gettysburg and Vicksburg months earlier in July were decisive turning points that would lead to the South's demise. That month, Lincoln would travel to Gettysburg to deliver his immortal address. But he also attended a play, The Marble Heart, from his box at the newly opened Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. The lead role was played by one of the country's most famous actors, John Wilkes Booth. At the time, all the public knew about Booth was that he was a dashing actor, well-versed in Shakespeare, and a man so handsome that he constantly received fan mail from women he made swoon. But the man whose favorite Shakespeare role was Brutus had a far more secret side in his life. Booth was a strong Southern sympathizer, even attending the hanging of John Brown after the raid at Harper's Ferry in 1859, and he was an ardent opponent of abolition. On one tour in St. Louis, Booth was actually detained for treasonous remarks after he had vocally expressed his desire for Lincoln and the government to go to hell. His partisanship during the war became so bitter that older brother Edwin, who stayed loyal to the Union and wouldn't perform in the South, often avoided confrontation with him. Booth had a notoriously high sense of self, but he had mostly proved incompetent at anything outside of acting. Booth earned a reputation for having a flair for the dramatic as an actor, and the Southern sympathizer fancied himself a Confederate spy during the early years of the war. At one point, using his fame and position as an actor to help smuggle goods into the South past the ongoing blockade. Still, there were plenty of Southerners who had the same resentment of the North and engaged in Confederate activities on a much higher level, and despite Booth's ardent pro-Southern views, he continued to be welcomed and lauded in the North.